Time now to talk to Steve Bensinger, and it's Realty Radio brought to you today by First Advantage Mortgage. And I found out before we got on the air that Steve is a Cubs fan. And Steve, are there any good opening day memories from Wrigley Field?
Well, Dan, most of them are extremely cold opening day memories.
Yeah, we can relate to that in Detroit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's the only day of the year where the hot chocolate vendor is actually more popular than the beer vendor.
That's hilarious. Well, hopefully your Cubs have a better year. I know you've been hoping for that year after year after year, but they are my favorite National League team, so there's that.
We're not mathematically eliminated yet.
Yes, give it some time.
Exactly. It's still March.
We're talking about this morning about the loan process, and tell us more about that.
Well, a few weeks ago we had talked about pre-approvals and pre-qualifications, but mm-hmm. a lot of people ask me what's needed or what the process is like when they actually apply for a mortgage. So I thought I'd just kind of talk about the different steps involved with that. When you apply for a mortgage, you usually spend about an hour, maybe 2 hours, speaking with a loan officer, giving all of your personal financial information, where you work, what you owe, what you own, in order for the loan officer to determine what loan amount you might qualify for and the eligible loan programs to you. And at that point, you can also decide to either lock into an interest rate or leave the rate open to fluctuation while your loan is in process.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Once the loan is in process, the loan processor will actually organize your file, basically collecting all of your personal financial information, your income documentation, tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s, bank statements, brokerage statements, all the tangible items needed for the loan process, and put them together in order to present the file to the underwriter for the actual evaluation of your loan application to make a decision.
What are some of the required documents? I'm assuming you'll need to prove who you are is who you are.
Yeah, typically you're definitely going to need to have a copy of a valid photo ID, whether that's a state ID, a driver's license, passport. For FHA loans, you'll need a copy of your Social Security card. From an income standpoint, you'll definitely need pay stubs if you work on a job that that pays you weekly or biweekly, W-2 statements for the last couple of years, tax returns for the last couple of filings. If you receive income from any other sources, such as Social Security, pension, you might need some supporting documentation, such as the awards letters. For assets, you'll need bank statements, brokerage statements, any kind of investment or retirement account statements for the most consecutive 60-day period leading up to application. And if you own any other properties, you'll need some documentation regarding those as well.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left. Let's talk about appraisal and then underwriting.
Sure. The appraisal is ordered fairly soon after you apply for the loan. If you are buying a home, they would normally contact the listing agent or the seller, depending on whether or not it was a listed property or for sale by owner. If you're refinancing, they'll contact you directly. The appraisal is just meant to validate the market value of the property compared to similar properties that have sold recently in the area. And that way the lender can determine that you're not overpaying for a home, and it establishes a true market value for the property. Once the appraisal is in and all the other income and asset documentation is in, the file will be underwritten, which means that a person will evaluate your file to determine whether or not you qualify for that loan and those loan parameters. You will either be approved, denied, or the file could be suspended, requiring additional documentation.
Okay, and then finally, closing.
Closing. The best day of the process, which
yes.
is if you're buying a home, usually the day before closing, you get a phone call from the title company that's handling the transaction, and they will provide you with what's called a bottom line figure, and that is how much money you need to come in with to close the transaction. That usually has to be in the form of a cashier's check. And then you go to the title company and you'll sign documentation. First, you'll sign your loan documentations. You have to borrow the money first.
Right.
And then you'll sign some documentation between the buyer and the seller. And then you'll also sign some documentation for the title company. And usually it takes about 1 to 2 hours for a closing. And at the end, you get a wonderful home and a nice shiny set of keys.
Outstanding. He's Steve Bensinger from First Advantage Mortgage. Steve, quickly, how can we reach you if we want to learn more about this process?
Certainly. You could contact me directly by phone anytime at 616 499-3800 or by email at steve@stevebensinger.com. And my office is in Holland at Baker Lofts at 217 East 24th Street, Suite 102.
All right. Once again, Steve, thank you, and best of luck to your Cubs.
And best of luck to your Tigers.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
Dan.
I
think the odds of my Tigers are a little bit higher than your Cubs, but they'll get there, we promise.
I know. Wait till next year.
Yeah. How long have you been saying that?